Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Everybody, welcome into the Early Edge in 5, and I think I just froze. Can everybody hear me? No? Oh, damn it.
We can hear you, Coach. We can hear you, but you are frozen. Hey, and now we got AC.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Just let the kid come in here. All right, we're going to hold it until Coach gets in. All right, so you know what, Spectre? You got one play for us, all right? Break it down, buddy. What do you got?
Well, all right, without Coach to lead me in, we're going to go big. We're going to go Paolo Banchero over 11.5 rebounds and assists at minus 127. Cleveland is sitting most of their starters tonight, and the Magic are going to give the home fans a little glimpse of what the future might hold. Just 2 nights ago, when the Magic played the Cavs at their full strength, Banchero had 10 rebounds and 4 assists. Now, give them an easier opponent. Easier opponent means more baskets for the Magic, potentially more assists, and means more misses for the Cavs, which is potentially more rebounds. And top it all off, he's gone over this line 7 in his last 10 games. He's averaging 8.7 rebounds and 4.8 assists. And now it looks like we got Coach back. So back to you.
My man, Specty. Don't think for a second that I was going to let all that happen and just sit outside. I was scrambling. I was like, who's going to host? EC? What is that going to be like? Now, I know we've created monsters here on the show, but we've also created monsters in the chat. Because Big Cheesy is like, I just hit my 3-way whatever with whoever. And somebody just said, Cheesy, do you post your picks on your Twitter handle? What? Joey 2-time? Big Cheesy posting his picks on his Twitter handle? Let's just relax for a second. Let's just relax for a second. He hit a 3-ball. Okay. It's like EC posting his – oh, he actually does post it on his – okay. All right, now we're all right. So you love Banchero, Specty, but I believe there's another very, very astute capper that also loves him and has another pick. Proppy, you're up, big boy.
I do like Paolo Banchero quite a bit as well. Also put out his PRA play on the site. I think Paolo is going to fill it up for a lot of the reasons that Specty referenced as well. I think it's a big night for the very talented, very versatile rookie who can stuff the stat sheet. Speaking of rookies, I'm going to Oklahoma City. We're talking about Jalen Williams. This guy, if you haven't seen him play, is having an absolutely phenomenal rookie season. He is the only other person who could conceivably win the Rookie of the Year award. It's going to Paolo, but if you had to pick a number two guy, it would definitely be Jalen Williams. This guy has gotten better and better as the season goes along. He's having one of the most efficient rookie seasons in NBA history, actually. Just a highly, highly efficient shooter. Came in as sort of a 3-and-D prospect, has really shown his ability to also handle the ball, create for others. He rebounds. He's a great shooter. He just fills up the stat sheet. I love this spot against the Jazz tonight. High total. Should be a lot of points shared by both of these teams. And Jalen Williams also just smashed this number in 2 back-to-back games against the Jazz earlier this month. So give me Jalen Williams over 17.5 points.
Love all of those stats and analysis and what the lab brings. Now, I would love for your reaction to this, Proppy. Big Cheesy says, Coach hates when the chat puts up check marks. What do I always say, Alex, when somebody gets a little bit ahead of themselves?
There are levels to this game.
There are levels to this game. Let's all remember that before we think that we're on the level, all right? Because we've given many, many opportunities. And every time, nobody steps up. That's all I'm going to say. Easy, Big Cheesy. Now, I have a choice to make. And I'm feeling good today because my picks in the Masters so far, they look amazing. Just like I thought they would. But EC, we have a little bit of back and forth. I put out Jordan Spieth to win, Cam Young to win, Colin Morikawa in several different plays. But you are claiming that you took Spieth before me. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, Coach, if you look at the actual early wedge show, I do believe I made my picks first, even though we were on the screen at the same time.
Correct. Know that little thing called CBS Sports HQ?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That little network? I was actually on that before the early wedge there, big boy. So I knew you were going to say that, and I was ready for it. So I tell you all the time, I'm everywhere, baby. And since you didn't listen to me yesterday, and since you went 0-2 with your hockey picks, just like I said you would, all on camera, check the tape, you don't get maestro spot today. You're going to go right smack dab in the, like the middle child is what you are today, because you wouldn't listen. And I do not think you would even dare give out a hockey play today. You're up.
Well, Coach, actually, I am going to give out a hockey play today, because you know what? Yesterday, I took the highest scoring team in the NHL against a team that was the worst, gave up the most goals in the NHL, and it didn't hit. I took the second highest scoring player in the NHL. It didn't hit. I mean, it is what it is. That's there are levels to this game, and apparently my hockey level wasn't there yet. But we're going to go right back to it tonight. We have the, I believe it's the one of the top 10 highest scoring teams in the league. The Dallas Stars, over 3.5 goals tonight at minus 128. You can find this anywhere between minus 128 and minus 145. So the Stars are tied with Colorado and Minnesota atop the Western Conference's Central Division. They've topped this total, get this, in 10 of their last 11 wins. So they need to win this game tonight. Basically, when they win, they score 4 or more goals. In the last 7 Philadelphia losses, they've given up 4 goals or more. Philadelphia is eliminated from the playoffs. Dallas is jockeying for playoff position. Look for the Stars to put up at least 4 tonight and get us back on track in the NHL. And then we have a couple of baseball plays here. Now, it's the home opener here in Arizona where I am between the Dodgers and the D-backs. I unfortunately am not going tonight, but we're going to have one play on each side. And you can find these at DraftKings. Over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. We're going to start with the Diamondbacks, Corbin Carroll, even money. Now, he's the NL Rookie of the Year favorite. He's 2-for-6 lifetime against Dustin May with 2 runs and 3 RBIs. On the season, he's 6-of-23 with 3 runs, a homer, and 3 stolen bases. So here's what I'm thinking tonight. Worst case scenario, Corbin Carroll gets a base hit, steals second, gets driven in. We hit this at even money. That's what I'm thinking. D-backs home opener. Fans are going to be juiced. It's the one time of the year that they're actually going to show up. So I expect Corbin Carroll to take care of this. And then let's take one of the hottest players in baseball, Will Smith of the Dodgers, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. We're laying some juice today at minus 140, but he's 7-of-23 against Merrill Kelly with a homer and 2 RBIs. He's hit a home run in 3 straight games, and get this, hitting .421 with 5 runs and 10 RBI on the season. This guy has been outrageous. I'm riding the hot hand there. So we're going both sides of that D-backs Dodger game and a hockey play, Coach. Why not give it another shot?
I'm sorry, EC, because as you were giving out your plays, I was busy cashing tickets, my own tickets. Now, I know you watched the morning show, did you not?
Yeah, I did.
Do you remember at the start of the show, I said, I believe I used the term free money, when I said, if you take Tiger Woods over Cameron Champ, do you remember that part of the show?
I do.
Literally 5 seconds ago, Cameron Champ tapped in for a bogey on 18. Tiger Woods shoots a +2, Cameron Champ a +4. I hope you all tailed me. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome. That's a smart prop play, EC. That's a smart – I don't even know what I'm going to do today. Because yesterday I said if you hit 2-0, what would I have done? Didn't happen. So today, if you hit 2 out of these 3, let's say 2 out of these 3, what do you want?
Nothing. That's what I should do, Coach. That's what I should do. And do you think I'm out here trying to pick losers? Everybody on these, you know, in the there's some people in the chat. They're all, well, why is he on the? I'm trying to pick winners. Winners, not losers. Do you think I'm, like, purposely trying to say, oh, I'm going to pick the worst thing on the board so it loses? No. There are levels, and I'm trying to get my level up.
EC should be on the Trailblazers. He's tanking.
Exactly.
Oh my god. All right. Look, I'm literally sinking down in my chair because I'm a mess today. But you know what? Even as a mess, I'm still cashing tickets, EC. That's how good I am today. So it's come down to this. Me or Mikey B? Well, I'm trying to remember who went 2-0 yesterday on the show. Proppy, do you know who went 2-0 yesterday on the show?
I don't. Was it Jonathan Coachman?
Oh, I believe that it was. I believe that it was. So I believe I will go last. So, Mikey B, you know I got all the respect for you in the world. You know that. You know that. So going fourth is no slouch at all. So if you don't mind, sir, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm happy to hit cleanup. I'll start off with a hockey play. No, I'm just kidding. We'll do one baseball and one basketball pick. First, we'll go to the Braves and Padres game. We'll do Braves money line at minus 155. Now, Blake Snell is starting for the Padres. He's a big-time strikeout pitcher, but he can also get wild in a hurry. He had a walk rate of 12.5% a couple years ago, almost 10% last season. Now, the Braves are a tough matchup for him because last year they had the third highest OPS in baseball against left-handed pitchers. And they were also 55-26 at home. Add in Spencer Strider pitching for the Braves, and I like them to win their home opener here at minus 155. I will also go to the Magic Cavaliers game, but I will take Cole Anthony over 14.5 points at minus 123. Now, unlike most teams that are out of the playoffs, the Magics are still playing everybody. Anthony's been one of their key reserves. He likes to shoot in bunches off the bench. In his last 12 games, he scored at least 15 points 10 times. The Cavaliers are resting their entire starting five and Caris LeVert. So we're going to be looking at third stringers when Cole Anthony comes off the bench. He's going to light them up over 14.5 points.
Tell me how that game is still, the last time I checked, and I was going to say it's no longer that number. The Magic are favored by 10 in that game now. Mm-hmm. But man, I don't think they've been favored by 10 the entire year. But they're playing third string, so it may be a good value pick.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And the total line is, I think it's down to like 217. Again, that's why I went with rebounds and assists because, you know, they're just assuming the Cavs are just going to miss shots over and over again. And I'll take those rebounds all day.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Be very careful, ladies and gentlemen at home. The NBA, only a couple of games left for each team. Really go in and look at the records, look where they're at. A lot of teams are stuck. And if they're stuck, there's no reason for them to play their starters, as Mikey B just said about the Cavaliers tonight. Now,
Coach, I have a question for you. A legitimate question, please.
Yes.
About the Masters. So since 2010, every winner has been in the top 10 after the first round, except for Tiger in 2019. So for a guy like Rory McIlroy, assuming he finishes up below minus four, which I think will be top 10 today, would you cash out of your bets knowing that trend for Rory, or would you hang in there with the wicked weather coming this weekend?
No, I'd hang in there because with the weather coming in and how wet it's going to be, it's going to make the golf course a lot longer. He's one of the top five longest players on tour. He's playing it great, and he never gets off to a good start at the Masters. We saw what he did last year, a 64 on the final day. I still believe he's at plus one right now playing the ninth, which is eight back. If he can play the back nine, which is where everybody's been scoring today, he could get to two or three under, and we're just fine. Remember, Thursday, look at Thursday leaderboards and then compare them to Sunday. They're never even close to the same.
But since 2010, every winner has been in the top 10 except for Tiger, who was 11th in 2019 after the first round.
Okay. You love to do all that.
I'm a
gut player. I'm a gut player. And that leads into my next pick for today because nobody is touching this game. Everybody is saying, stay away from it, coach. You got bad team against bad team. Third stringers against third stringers. Terrible defense against terrible defense. And that's what I'm feeding into today. We're going Blazers, Spurs, over 227.5. There's nobody else on play. And I may look like an idiot when this game is over. And they may very well do that. But I just think this is a place for defenses to have a seat and the offense of these young players to show their coaches what they're all about. Let's go over 227.5. All right. Another good show that once again got off the tracks without my best effort. I apologize. I froze three times. All right. We got to work on this equipment. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos. EC, Carroll over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Will Smith over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. The Stars over 3.5 goals, minus 128 for our resident hockey expert. Then the speculator, Paolo Banchero, over 11.5 rebounds and assists. Remember, if you like to take it a step further, Prop Stars likes points, rebounds, and assists for Boncaro. Then Mikey B, Braves money line of baseball. Then Cole Anthony for the Magic over 14.5 points. There's always different ways to find a play a game if you look hard enough. Then Prop Stars, one official play today. But as always, if you're a Sportsline member, all of his plays are up at Sportsline very early before the show. Then one play for me, Blazers Spurs over 227.5. But be very, very careful with this one. As a reminder, we will have picks for the Masters round 2, round 3, and round 4 on the morning show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lobo, EC, Mikey B, the Speculator, my man, Prop Stars. I am the coach. We're here every single weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Who else is doing that? I'll tell you, nobody. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about here at the Early Edge, where sometimes, yes, sometimes, we do it in 5. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.